Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I just died in your arms. Songs not to play around the West Park. Report, it is 8:46. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. But it's actually a perfect intro, I just realized, to our next conversation, which makes it just a little bit weird. Because what happens to your debts and your taxes when you die? Now, Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute for Tax Professionals. It wasn't intentional, by the way, that choice of song. We weren't playing Dying in Your Arms as the segue into this discussion, but nevertheless, it is an important conversation to have, isn't it?
Yes, well, it's an unfortunate thing, but death and taxes are inevitable and they often go together. Mm-hmm. So yes, you may very well face, I mean, there's several things you have to face actually on death. It isn't just the estate duty. So when you die, there's an estate duty of 20%.
Right.
There's exemptions, we'll come back to that. But the other issue is when you pass away, it's about putting stuff into your will or your estate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't planned it properly, you're gonna go through estate administration.
Right.
And that may take 2 years. And the other issue is there's a hidden 3.5% commission on the probate fee. So you need to keep an eye on that.
Right.
And then the issue is, does it pass to your children the way you want them to, or to your spouse? So there's several issues. It's not just the tax issue.
Right. And in terms of your debt, so let's assume that somebody passes away and they owe money. What happens? How's that treated?
Okay, that's an interesting question. It depends where you sit. I know a lot of people economically say, well, do I have an estate at all? If I'm in debt, there's not much there. Look, in the old days, the debt would pass on to the children, and that's what people worry about, right? That you'll inherit your parents' debt. No, at the end of the day, if you see an estate where you owe $1 million, but you only got a little bit of money in there, you just don't inherit it. And then the estate liquidates and the creditors get whatever's left. So you'll never end up negative. The biggest problem is maybe you've got money and you've got debt, and then you find that the debt knocks out most of the money, but you'll never be negative.
Right. Okay. So in other words, you will never be liable for those debts, but it will eat away at whatever you thought might have been in that pot, because that's how it's really treated. That's got to be settled. Everything has got to be paid off there, and then whatever is left can go to the heirs, effectively.
Absolutely, right. That's the residual. And there's a whole process around that. And that's why what happens basically when you pass away, there's a process called estate administration in the U.S., and I think maybe in the U.K. it's called probate.
Mm-hmm.
But when you pass away, all of your assets and liabilities are put together. And they add up all your debts and all your assets, and there's a process. And then in order to make sure the creditors can see what's going on, you have to put something in the newspaper so they can make a claim.
Right, right.
That takes a little while in that process. And then you then have to pay out of that your estate administration fee, which could be potentially 3.5%. And I said an estate duty if you have more than 3.5 million. So those things come up and then you get whatever's left over. And again, you hope there's something left over for your children or your spouse.
Right.
So that's really where the
challenge. I was going to go on to the question of a spouse, because in some cases there might be a situation where the spouse needs to obviously honor the debts, as it were.
Yes, well, there's that too. So generally, frankly, if it's just about a spouse, you don't have to worry about estate duty. It all goes over free.
Right.
There's no limit or worry. You do have estate administration, though. So one of the problems for, you know, a spouse is you inherit something and then you go, wait a minute, all the bank accounts are frozen. The house, I can't do certain things with. And there's estate administration and you need to have some capital to keep that aside. But then there's the second issue. How do you owe things? So a lot of people are community of property, right? Or they owe property jointly. Well, those are joint debts. Now that you incur during your life. So the spouse knows during life that they've incurred that debt and that debt goes completely over to them. And one of the things that I think is a real problem in family planning is that when you're looking at the spouse, this is together, they commingle their assets and their liabilities. And that may not be smart. And then you are going to inherit debt in that case. But the other issue, too, is getting it over to the spouse efficiently. So oftentimes people use a trust not to get around estate duty. But if you set up a trust in advance, If you pass away,
and that just makes that transition a lot easier. One of our listeners, Anton L., asking, is the master's office still in a shambles, or are they past their COVID issues?
Well, I haven't heard as much complaint, but it's been a long-standing complaint. So this goes beyond COVID.
Right.
Okay.
It's a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, it's a pre-existing condition. The master's office is very much behind. So that becomes a problem because you need, if you have a trust, and typically what will happen is people will set a trust on death.
Right.
So for example, if you have young children, you have a will, then you have a testamentary trust, and then you need to appoint people there. Or if you're doing estate administration, you need to appoint people there. And the answer is some people do better than others.
Right.
I have an attorney who seems to do pretty well there. They got the right connections. So some of it went quickly, but there are sometimes it goes slowly. And you need to have connections in that master's office to get it done. I don't know what it is. That's unfortunately a long conversation.
One of our listeners, Carol Z, saying if one is a beneficiary of an insolvent estate, does the heir have to pay in?
No, that's the same question.
And that's what you were right, and that's what you were saying in the beginning. So in fact you can't go into a negative situation. All it does is reduce what was in the pot, or if in the case of an insolvent estate, well there'll be nothing that they will be able to achieve there.
Exactly.
Right.
You got it 100%.
Right. Okay. So, another question is, are most people, one of our listeners asking, is it true that most people are worth more dead than alive?
Well, you know, sometimes we all think about that. It depends if you have insurance.
Life insurance, absolutely.
So if you have good life insurance, and, you know, life insurance, I mean, you know, there's always mixed views on that, but I'm a big fan of term insurance. And yes, sometimes you need it to cover that shortfall. And there are days I wonder about myself. That's all I can say.
Right. Absolutely. It is 8:53, and this is an important conversation that we need to have, and we need to have it on a continual basis just to make everybody and to assist everyone being aware. Professor Keith Engel is a Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals. He joined us this morning talking to us about what happens to your debts and your taxes when you die. Professor Engel, thank you as always.